Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris. That was like such a nice welcome.
Wasn't it?
It was so cozy.
Yes.
It was so nice.
Well, Matt, I don't want you to ever underestimate the power and deliciousness of a fat grilled cheese sandwich with a big bowl of tomato soup.
I never would.
Don't
doubt me. I never would. I promise. I vow on everything that I want.
Okay. Have you ever did mayonnaise on the outside of the bread instead of butter?
I have done
that. It's delicious because it takes high heat, so it'll get nice and golden.
Yeah. I need to try it again.
It won't burn, you know, similar to to butter. And also baby Swiss cheese and pepper jack cheese, those two cheeses on a grilled cheese sandwich, delicious.
Okay, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself because this is actually on my list. See?
Oh.
That. So my kids love watching this YouTuber that cooks.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about her. Her name is Natasha.
Yeah.
Her YouTube channel is Natasha's Kitchen.
Natasha. If you are listening.
I love Natasha's. It's on my list. I'll talk about her.
And we have a list. Why do we have a list?
Because it's stuff we love.
We're doing a stuff we love today. Stuff we love, winter 2026.
One of my favorite episodes.
I know you like it.
I love a stuff we love episode.
I love it too.
But in Natasha's Kitchen, it's funny that you brought this up. It's like, Natasha, we just watched a video of her making her homemade tomato soup where she like roasts tomatoes and roasts an onion.
Will you put a link in the show notes?
Sure will. And she does sheet pan grilled cheeses while she's making the soup.
Oh.
So she'll do a whole pan of grilled cheeses. And for a family, you know.
That works out great.
You're telling yourself, oh, I would never do, because I know you. And I know you're like, I'm a purist. I'm a frying pan.
So is she flipping it part way through? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
She is.
I can get on board with that.
She flips.
I trust Natasha. She's
me too.
She's great.
She's never steered me wrong.
No, I believe that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Your good day.
My good day is recently Mallory and I had a date night and we went to a nearby town called Medina. Medina, if you're listening, where are Medina listeners? I love Medina. Medina, did you know Medina had two that I know of Christmas films filmed in Medina this year for like Hallmarky stuff, like cable TV movies.
Cute little downtown.
It's a cute little, it's a square, it's gazebos, it's lights in the windows, all the things. Yes. So when we were there, it was lingering. It was like around the middle of January. And some people still leave their lights up because people do that. Mm-hmm. No judgment. Mm-hmm. And we just had a great time. We went to, our first mission was we went to like TJ Maxx, all those kind of stores.
Yeah.
But we went on their square. There's a restaurant called House of Hunan. That's just a Chinese restaurant. It's so delicious.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay.
And we just enjoyed time together. You know, my wife did look across the table at me at one point and said, I'm not sure there's much brown left in your hair. And that's where we are in life. We're 40 and we're graying.
You are.
I am in the middle age.
You are getting very silver.
I am in the Middle Ages.
Yes.
I'm in the Middle Ages.
You're getting very silver. Okay. My good day is not a whole day. It's a moment. And I have written it out and I want to read this.
Oh, this is different.
I know. When I went to Hilton Head several weeks ago, on my way to Hilton Head from Nashville, I stopped in Atlanta to see our friends Blake and Allie Bergstrom.
Yes, I love them. For those of you at home, Blake is the pinch his tits kind of guy.
pinch his tits.
So Blake went viral on YouTube years ago, 2008.
It still resurfaces.
Instead of saying, he was telling the Bible story about Lot from the Old Testament, and Lot was putting up tents,
pitching his tents.
Tents, but he accidentally said a different word,
and it went viral. Pinch his tits.
Yes, it's really and his face gets so red. Oh, but Blake is just the most genuine, kind person.
So I went to their church because, you know, they pastor a church there called One Church. And I loved their church.
Yeah.
I love the environment and the atmosphere. You can imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and they have four daughters and they're all, three of them go to church there. One of them lives in Florida, but the other three go to church there, lead, and they sing worship and they're just a lovely family.
Yeah.
And he just talked about a lot of things, but he, at the end, he was just talking about 2026 and intentions, mm-hmm, and all of that. And at the very end, he said a blessing over, okay, everyone. And so I want to say that blessing. And if you're listening, I'm just going to say this blessing over you. And it's this: may God give you the courage to make the changes you've been avoiding. May he give you the strength to overcome any obstacles in your way. May he give you audacious faith to believe that his promises are still true. May you dream big dreams and fulfill a God-sized vision. And when people look at your life and ask how any of it happened, may the answer be unmistakable that it was only God.
I love that.
That first sentence, may God give you the courage to make the changes you've been avoiding.
Mm.
So good.
That's so good.
So good. So I came home, I had Allie text it to me, and then I came home and wrote it in my journal because I just wanted to reread it sometimes.
Tell me more about your time with Blake and Allie. What, you guys did something else very cool.
Well, we went to their downtown, which is Peachtree City is what it is where Tyler Perry's production company is and his studios are. And it's where The Walking Dead was filmed.
Oh.
And so we went downtown. Norman Reedus, who was Daryl on The Walking Dead, he has a restaurant there.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's a burger place. We went and had a burger after church.
That's very cool.
And we walked around and I totally recognized houses and places. And they've just taken the wall down. It was Alexandria. In The Walking Dead, it was the town of Alexandria.
You were like speaking something I knew
nothing
about.
So they had just taken the wall down. There's a section of the wall where you can see like this, a section of it. And it's just really, really neat because you really recognize like, oh my goodness, this is where they were fighting for their lives.
That's so cool. I love that. Hey, we're going to do a segment before we get started. And I just invented this segment. This segment is something I need you to know about Leanne. And yours is going to be something I need you to know about Matt. So you need to think.
Okay.
So something.
This is literally
putting you on the spot.
This is a surprise.
Literally putting you on the spot. Here's something I need our listeners to know about you that they wouldn't know about you unless they were friends with you.
I really love this because otherwise, I have no idea what you're getting ready to say.
So Leanne has this funny habit. When you call her on the phone, if it sounds anything but crystal clear.
Yeah. If you're on your Bluetooth through the car.
Yeah, Bluetooth. Well, that's not entirely true because the other day I had you on my shoulder putting something in the fridge. And Leanne has this funny way about her where she'll be like, What are you doing? Are you like on the Nile River swimming with like crocodiles? What are you doing? I can't hear you. Or like if something's a little off or like it echoes in my car, she'll be like, Where are you? Are you like on a submarine
in
Pearl Harbor? Like where are you? Are you like submarine in a Pearl Harbor during World War II? Like is there bombing happening? Like you can't handle you. Like, are you moving furniture in Atlanta? Where are you? It's such a funny thing about you. You can't handle the Bluetooth echoey sound.
I
called you on the phone and you went into this with me where you're like, what are you doing? What are you moving? Are you moving something? Are you moving furniture? And I was like, I'm talking to you and I was at work and I put my lunch mm-hmm. in the fridge mm-hmm. and I was talking to you. And it's just such a funny thing that mm-hmm. people wouldn't mm-hmm. know about mm-hmm. you unless they were friends
it's
with
true.
You. And I think it's so endearing and so funny. And I hope that someone else that's our friend is going to be like, oh my gosh, she's done that to me too. Because you totally go into where are you? What are you doing? Where are you? Where are you? What are you doing? You do it. You go and it's fast. It's fast.
I do.
So I know I didn't give you much time. Do you have a quirky quirk to expose of me?
Something that a lot of people would not know about you is your car is really messy.
How dare you?
People would think that your car is really, really clean. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's the only thing I can think.
I need to reel this in a little bit.
You did.
It's not like there's inches of trash. It's not like a hoarder. Like, stuff doesn't fall out.
Oh.
It doesn't. But, like, it is very dusty and dirty.
I will say that you didn't give me a whole lot of lead time to think of things. I will think of more. But.
It's true.
It is true. It's just that people would think that you are meticulous in your car.
Oh, no.
You are not.
No, I'm not. I'm not meticulous.
No, you're not. It's kind of like you could find things in your car. If you're like, I think I want to try to find a baseball glove. It's probably in your car.
That is not true.
I want some movie popcorn.
Now there might be a jacket in the back where the kids are. There might be a jacket.
Probably four of them.
There might be a hoodie.
True.
There might
true.
Be a hoodie.
True.
Do you
true.
Need a cup?
There could also be a ballerina tutu.
Maybe. I'll give you that one. I am not meticulous about my car at all.
It's very shocking.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because it's a rejection of my father. This is not the podcast
for
it.
Okay, but your dad was very meticulous.
He was meticulous. Oh, yeah. I mean,
to the little bit of rebellion?
100%.
You're pretty passionate about
it. It feels good.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
You could probably just try a little harder.
How
dare you? This is none of your business.
A little harder.
I've never made you uncomfortable in my car. Just so you know.
No.
It's not like that.
No.
But it's more than what you're comfortable with.
You definitely had to move things out of the way for me to get in.
Oh, sure. Well, the other thing is, truthfully, is I rarely take someone in the passenger seat. So I keep books there. Yes. Like
paraphernalia.
No. I don't know what that means. I'll keep business cards and papers and I'll give you that.
All right.
Hey, this is one of our.
That's a funny segment, I'll have to be thinking. I mean, I know there's more, but you didn't give me time.
Something you wouldn't know unless you were friends with them. This is one of my favorite episodes. We do it about four times a year. Mm-hmm. It is our stuff we love episode.
About once a season.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually it's connected to a season. So this is our winter stuff we love episode where we're sharing things that we love. Sometimes it's products. Sometimes it's something we're doing, reading, learning, all those kind of things. And I'm going to go first.
Okay.
The first one on my list, I already brought it up. It is Natasha's Kitchen. So she is a YouTuber. She's been at it for probably 15 years.
Yeah.
She's a YouTuber. Really good. She actually recently, I think in 2024, wrote a cookbook. And I just actually bought the cookbook for a friend because I had a friend at work, Heather, who listens to the podcast, Heather Sanders, was talking about cooking and wanting simple recipes. And what I love about her cookbook is it's doable. You know how when you know how when you buy a cookbook and you're like, I'm not going to do a whole fish. I'm not going to debone.
Yes.
I'm not a lamb chop guy. Yeah, I want something that I can make on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And it's not stressful
for your family
to me.
And everybody in the family's going to love it.
Yeah. Right. That is Natasha's Kitchen. Yeah. It is tried and true recipes that you'll make over and over again. And her YouTube videos are awesome because she walks them step by step.
She teaches you.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about her is she is a first generation American. So her family were immigrants from, I think, Slovakia. And she does have a little bit of an accent.
I love that.
I think her parents probably have a very thick accent. And she's first generation America.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Something I'm loving right now is a show called The Big C.
Okay.
It's called The Big C.
This makes me uncomfortable.
No.
What are we seeing?
It's The Big C standing for cancer.
Oh.
And the premise of the show, it's Laura Linney. I love her.
I love her.
She's the main character. And she played the wife on Ozark with Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
But she has cancer. And the premise of the show is like, for a while, she's not telling her family. Oh. And it's just so good. Now, there are a few little parts in it that are a little racy. You know, there's some F-bombs and there's a few things smoking. Like that, because it's on Netflix. Yeah, smoking.
Yeah.
And there's a couple parts that I was like, oh, that wasn't necessary. But
sure.
I wouldn't say that you would watch it with your kids, but it's something you and Mallory, I think, would enjoy. It's really funny. It's funny, but it's also heartfelt.
Yeah.
I was watching the end of season one, and I was just crying. Aww. And crying. I mean, there was one part I was really, really crying.
What platform is it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, there is something about, like, you could tell me the premise of the show and I would be interested, but when you say it's Laura Linney, I'm like, ooh, I really like her acting.
She's really good at being funny too.
Yeah.
She wasn't necessarily funny in Ozark, but she's funny in this.
Okay, this, I talked about this last week on the podcast, but this is one of my favorite things of 2025, and it is my robe from L.L. Bean.
Oh, there it is.
It's an L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean knows how to do it.
They do. And here's what I needed to say. I told them my caveats, a robe is something I asked for Christmas, and my caveats were it can't be too sweaty. I get hot.
Too thick.
It can't be too thick. I want to wear it around.
I get it.
It is the perfect weight. It's like stretchy jersey, and it is so good, and it's...
Reminder, we're putting all this stuff in the show notes.
Right? That's right. It'll be in the show notes. And I've just really leaned in hard to robe culture. Like, I support robe culture, and I think everyone should have a robe, because there's just times where I'm just going to run down and get a cup of coffee and it's chilly and I'm just put on a robe and come back upstairs. Perfect.
Good. All right. Something that these two things go hand in hand.
Okay.
I don't have a brand. I use any brand. I'm not picky about the brand. So Sally's Beauty Store, Ulta's a great place, Sephora to get this. Cuticle oil. In the winter, our cuticles and our hands get so dry. And I have a habit, if I don't have my nails done, I pick at my cuticles.
Yeah.
I do bad things.
Yeah.
So now I... Look how good my nails look.
They look great.
And I've been oiling them. Mm. And also something that really helps me to just stay away from picking my cuticles and my nails are the squishy balls, the sensory toys that there's
so
all
like
kinds of.
Yes, we love a Nido.
Yep, there are all kinds of there's all kinds of brands out there, but Toyrifics here in Worcester.
Oh, Toyrifics!
If you are listening, love that store, love the owner. I love going there, but they have a great selection. They have a wonderful selection of them, and if I do that in the car. Or if I'm just sitting, Daryl and I are sitting in the evening.
Yeah.
If I use one of those and do that, I stay away.
That's interesting.
I do. I think for me, the whole cuticle and the picking at my nails, it's like nervous energy.
Sure.
It's nervous energy, but also.
I didn't know you did it in the car.
Oh, yeah. At a stoplight, or I'll get to just picking some dead skin.
I don't know that I've ridden with you very much since the whole barfing episode.
Yeah, not really.
Last year, yeah.
So those little Nidos really, really helped me. And I also think this is something I've been thinking about. I haven't Googled it, or I need to Google it. Our counselor cluster, Kat Emma Wilma would know the answer to this. But sometimes I think the whole cuticle thing and biting my fingers and stuff, it's really not, it's not self-care. It's the opposite of it. It's actually it almost feels like, this is going to sound extreme. I don't want it to. There's another term for it, I'm sure, in the clinical world, but it almost feels like self-harm.
Sure.
It almost feels like I'm doing something that's actually going to hurt. It's actually going to throb. It might even bleed.
And you like it?
I don't.
Or maybe subconsciously
it's
you do?
I don't know. It's like a habit. I don't like it. No, I don't like it. Yeah. But it's a habit. It's like I can't leave that little piece of skin or whatever. I can't leave it alone.
Yeah.
So if I oil my cuticles, if I have my Neato, I don't do it.
I love that.
I feel like I'm...
Oil those cuticles.
I feel like I'm conquering it.
Yeah. Okay, here's something that I used this Christmas that I'm keeping in my life for 2026. It is Mexican vanilla. So vanilla, when you go to the store, there's different types of vanillas and different grades.
Madagascar vanilla is also very good.
So you can, and I do, listen, for some things like that are not special to me, that are just functional.
You'll do
We
generic?
Do imitation vanilla. Okay. Like imitation, it's fine.
Like what constitutes getting the imitation vanilla?
It's none of your business. I have a rubric. I have a rubric. Oh. But for special things like at Christmas, okay, it's like special. Like, you know, those pistachios.
Can't everything just get the special vanilla? Can't you just, you know, it can't could. You just splurge a little and everything?
It could. I'll consider it. I'll bring it to the board.
Okay.
But this is
Mexican. I think we can do that.
Do you think that?
That's an adjustment that can be.
Okay. Well, if you say so. So Mexican vanilla, the brand that I like, it's not the only brand. There's plenty of brands. Okay. My mom got vanilla from Mexico.
Okay.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Mine's from Amazon, but it's Molina brand.
Oh.
It's called Molina Mexican Vanilla.
Okay.
And there's something rich and deep really about that vanilla loving.
Same with Madagascar vanilla, which is carried at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. Mm. They have the Madagascar vanilla. It's more expensive.
Sure.
It is. But
Mexico.
But also, who is dousing something in vanilla? I mean,
I think you're rich. You come from money.
I mean, you just use a teaspoon at a time, usually. I mean,
Okay, but you got money to just pour in your vanilla.
Okay, listen, something that I have been loving for actually probably the fifth year now, and I don't know if I've ever even talked about it or said exactly what it is. We definitely are going to put them...
Have you been dancing around the issue?
And we're going to put them in the show notes. Is the Cozy Earth Ribbed Knit loungewear. It's the ribbed knit loungewear is my favorite. I love the capri pants. I love the t-shirts. I love the sleeveless ones, but the ribbed knit loungewear by Cozy Earth, I absolutely love it. I have a code for anyone in the podcast, friends or family. The code is CE-Leanne Miller. You can also just go to my profile page on Instagram, which is at Leanne Miller. And there's a link tree. There's a link tree.
Leanne
Miller. And that will get you 20% off. And sometimes I have features that I'll do that they'll give me 40% off. But right now it's 20% off.
That's awesome. Tell me about the weight of that material. Is it like a thinner?
Well, I have the pants on right now. It's kind of like flowy. I'm going to say it's like... the word's not really flowy. It's like a nice weight. It's not like sweatpants. And it's not like silky either.
Yeah.
But it's ribbed and it's like, it has a nice hang. It hangs nicely. You know, sometimes loungewear is too clingy for me.
Sure. Same.
This kind of hangs like... I think it's flattering.
Yeah.
It hangs well.
Nobody wants clingy loungewear.
No, I don't.
We're not. Are we wearing union suits at home?
No, I don't.
We're not.
I don't. Sweats like a sweatshirt, sweatpants. Yeah. It's almost too heavy for me.
Yeah.
It almost makes me too hot.
Well, you're an active woman. You want to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're looking at billboards.
Well, and you know, D and I, we keep that living room as hot as a pistol. It's hot in our living room. Sometimes
however hot you keep it at home, that's between you and Daryl.
Listen, sometimes it's 76 degrees in that living room. It's like, like that fire is popping.
Don't come a knocking. When that fireplace is popping, don't come a knocking. All right. Speaking of fireplace, on my list, we don't have a fireplace like yours. We have a
gas
traditional open fireplace,
which is like a gas fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but don't talk down to me about it.
Yeah, but don't you just flip a switch?
Yes, Leanne, we know how gas works. No, I don't chop wood. I'm not manly like Daryl. Why are you making me say all this? Wait,
is the pilot light on all the time and you just have to flip?
You have to light the pilot. Yeah, you light it. But what we've noticed is we keep the flue shut in the summer. And even with the flue shut, it's still a little drafty in our house.
Okay.
So I literally was like, I've seen solutions for this online where it's like, buy a piece of styrofoam and lean it against blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't want that. I found on Amazon, this is genius, and I wish I would have invented it. They're called fireplace blankets, and they're blankets with magnets around that you put on the opening of the fireplace to stop the draft.
Okay.
And I promise you, when it gets, now, am I noticing a difference when it's in the 40s? Not really. But when it gets really, really cold, like especially cold nights, it stops the draft from our first floor. And it also helps, I think it helps our furnace not kick on so much over and over. And so our fireplace blanket has been one of my favorite things this year.
Oh.
And so we'll put it on. If we have the fireplace on, we probably have to turn it off 30 minutes
before we go to bed.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to link it. But I love the fireplace blanket because it keeps like a nice... It's not like a seal, but it's good enough that it keeps the draft out, and I support
that. That's great. Okay, one thing that I love this winter is how do you say this?
I call it L'Ange.
L'Ange lip mask.
You said it different than me. You put an R in. It's L'Ange.
L'Ange.
No, you still put an R in.
L'Ange.
L'Ange.
I gave your wife some for Christmas.
You sure did.
I gave Kat some for Christmas. I gave Em some for Christmas. I love that brand. It is a lip mask. I love that brand. Usually, if I'm not going to do my makeup in the morning, I'll put that on. Yeah. And
just that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And it helps if you've got the heat on in your house and the air in your house is more dry in the winter. It just helps.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah.
I want to say a year or two ago, it went viral on TikTok. And
as things do.
And they often will have like a kit. That's what I got the girls. Like they'll have these like small little
like samples almost.
Well, no, they're bigger than samples, but it's a kit. Like they'll give you five things in a kit. And I love those kits because I feel like they're a better deal, but you can also try several things to see what you love the best.
Yeah.
But I love that brand.
I love that.
That's something I'm loving.
Here's something I'm loving is we like when we buy gifts for our kids, we like to buy them games as well. We are game people.
You are.
We are. Honestly, we're intent. This is part of what we talked about last week. Some of our resting does involve games with our kids because this is a little bit of a side tangent. I don't want my kids growing up thinking their dad just looked at his phone. I don't want that. And so,
hey, you'd be proud of me. I play cards. I learned a new card game named Pitch, and played cards in Hilton Head with some of my friends in Hilton Head.
I am so surprised.
Played cards. And listen, you have to bid two, three, or four, like getting 2, 3, or 4 hands. I didn't even bid. I won all four hands.
Look at you. I did good. Maybe this is your game era.
And I thought this was clever. Like, this could be a stuff we love, but it's a game named, the name of the game is Pitch. It's played with face cards, and there's little, these little discs that you have to pick the trump or the hand, like whether it's a spade or whatever. And the lady who hosted had a whiteboard, and she had the name of the game at the top. And then she wrote out the rules on the whiteboard.
That's like, cool.
And then she also wrote out how much the ace was worth, how much the king was worth, how much the jack was worth, and the order of them. And it was so helpful because that's also like one of my hesitations with playing games. Like if I don't know the game, which I don't know really hardly any of them,
right?
I don't want to keep asking over and over and over. Well, you can ask me.
I'll teach you games. I'm very patient.
Well, that's nice.
I know.
I did have fun.
I'm so glad. I think you might like some of our games.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the three games we got for Christmas that we are loving right now. The first one is called Piles.
Okay.
It's very much like Dutch Blitz.
Okay.
So it's like piles. All the cards are like pieces of laundry and you have to sort the laundry really fast.
Fun.
I don't think you would like that one.
Cute. I think it's cute.
I think you could try it.
I think it's cute.
The next one is called Flip 7. It's kind of like a quick, almost like a betting game.
You have to keep finding the seven or what?
No, it's like a bet. It's kind of betting. Like you can't have doubles. Okay. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's super easy to play. And then our actual favorite is Sky Joe, which I heard from Heather Whitaker that their family was obsessed with it. And if you've ever played, Sky Joe is very similar to, with face cards, there's a game called Golf.
Oh.
It's very similar.
Okay.
But Sky Joe is such a fun game, and it's a game that our whole family can play.
Fun.
And so we're in the season where we want everybody to be able to play. So 5-year-old to one of our parents,
fun,
you know, in their early 70s.
I knew you'd be proud of me for playing cards.
I am, and I want to play a game with you.
And I won.
I know, I'm proud of you.
Well, I mean... Well, our team won, but I was proud of myself for winning those four hands.
I'm just proud of you for sticking in it.
Thanks. Okay. Now, you're going to make fun of me.
I know. I usually do a little bit.
For this next one. Because it is a category.
Okay.
It's not necessarily
like
an item.
Sunrises.
I don't want people to forget this winter. I don't want people to forget the baked potato.
Oh, yeah.
The baked sweet potato.
Never.
And please don't forget cheese.
Oh, gosh.
Like cheese, baked potato, and baked sweet potato in the winter.
Who's forgetting cheese?
Give cheese a chance. This is stuff that I am loving right now.
Yeah, get baby cheeses.
You know, and there are like your new little red potatoes or your small yellow potatoes. Get those, wash them, cut them in half, put them...
Face down.
Yes. Slather your baking sheet with butter. My mouth's watering. And put them face down. Season the tops of them. Season the skin of them really well. And just bake them, roast them until they're golden brown. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious.
And you know what I would do? I would smash them.
Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop with the baked potato, baked sweet potato, and
can't stop,
cheese.
Won't stop.
Yeah, cheese and cheese. Listen, also... I know I'm jumping the gun with let's talk about food, but the smoked cheeses at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, there's all kinds of smoked cheese that you can slice yourself, right? But if you go, so the way Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is set up at their flagship location, like the big location in Walnut Creek, they have these cooler islands. They're kind of an island.
Yeah.
And there's one that's pretty much dedicated to cheese.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And so on the one side, they have all they have containers of cube cheese.
Right.
And when I do a charcuterie board, I always get the large size container of the smoked cube cheese. And here's why. None of the sliced cheese on the charcuterie is smoked.
Right.
The only smoked cheese on the charcuterie is the cubes.
I never even figured that out. That's a puzzle.
Yeah, that way people know the cubed is smoked, the sliced is not smoked.
Wow.
So
you're really smart.
So the cubed at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in those plastic containers, it's all kinds of varieties of
Gouda,
is your mouth watering?
Cheddar a little bit.
Yeah,
I think I need a lip mask.
So they're cheese island, they're cheese coolers. You don't want to miss those. Same with the candy. They do the same. They have island. They have an island of shelves with the bulk candy. And it's just delicious.
So this winter when you are making your potatoes, you know where to get your cheese.
Yeah, and get cheese that you grade yourself. You don't need to get pre-shredded cheese.
You look in that camera and you tell them.
Don't.
Shred your cheese.
Shred your own cheese.
Shred your own cheese.
You know, they toss shredded bag cheese. They toss in things that you don't want to know about.
Like wood chips?
Well, or even like a cornstarch type product.
Like bone marrow?
That's why when you put cheese on something to melt it, say like a piece of toast, and the pieces stay like separate shreds and they don't really melt.
She's right.
Melt all together and lovely. That's why.
That's why.
Just, it doesn't take very long to get out the box grater and just grade your own cheese. Like
grade your own cheese.
Yeah, stop being lazy about it. Grade
this
your own cheese.
This is our PSA. Okay. Here's my next one. for Christmas, I got something that I'm loving. It's called Masterclass. If you're not familiar with Masterclass, Masterclass is a series of online courses that are just self-paced. It's
for fun. I saw the doctor being advertised on Instagram.
Yeah. It's just for fun. It's self-paced. It's not for like a degree. It's nothing like that. It's just if you're a curious person or you want to keep learning.
And the reason it's called Masterclass is the people teaching it are experts. Let me tell you,
I have a list of people that are on it. The first one that I started with was Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, about leading companies through change.
Oh, you love that.
I loved it. There's lots of cooking things. There's classes.
Martha Stewart did one.
Gordon Ramsay did one. And then there's like, I watched one the other day that was this chef from Italy that I'd never heard of that has like these great restaurants in Italy. So good. There's one from George W. Bush on leadership.
Really?
Joanna Gaines.
Did you listen to the George W. Bush one?
No, I haven't listened to all these. Okay. Joanna Gaines has one about your home. Oh. Tan France from, he's one of the
Queer Eye for the things.
Yeah, it's Fab queer, Five.
It's Queer Eye for the straight guy, but then it became Fab Five, right?
Yeah.
Or was it the other way around?
I don't know. I don't know, he does this thing about creating your personal style.
He's wonderful.
Mariah Carey has one on performance. Amy Poehler has one.
Funny. She just won.
She just won a Golden Globe. And then, you know, here's the last one. This is the lady I wanted to remind us of that actually made me, it was my tipping point. She is not famous yet. Oh. Her name is Vanessa Van Edwards.
Okay.
And Vanessa Van Edwards is a Harvard professor on communication. And I was seeing videos. You need to follow her on Instagram. Okay. Fascinating person. But she does a masterclass too. And it is just, if you are like a lifelong learner, masterclass is for you.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so good.
It's so good. Okay, here's my last one.
Okay. I have a last one too.
I love, and I've never mentioned this before on Stuff We Love. You know, I gave in and bought a Dyson battery operated vacuum. The kind you hang on the wall and you charge it.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Dyson, I hope you're
There's not enough power.
Okay.
I've decided that I've decided that vacuums that are corded have more suction and more power. And let me tell you, Shark, if you are listening, please be a sponsor of this podcast. I love my Shark. And it's a pet one because I have Mr. Butters. I love my Shark vacuum.
And it plugs in.
And it's easy. It's so easy to pop out the canister and empty it. And even the Dyson, the pop-out empty cartridge is not as easy as the Shark. I love that Shark vacuum.
We're on our second Shark. We just bought one last fall. And our first one was from our wedding. And it lasted 13 years.
Wow.
And we're on our second Shark and we love it.
Yeah, I love a good
Shark.
We
support a Shark. Here's my last one.
Okay.
This is going to be a little bit out of the box, a little unconventional, but I'm here for it. I recently was at a meeting. Part of my role, I get out in the community to bring in resources for our district, our school district, and those types of things. Okay. So I was at a meeting at Goodwill Industries for our area. And Goodwill, you might think of Goodwill as only a thrift store, but let me tell you what they do. Goodwill provides jobs for people with disabilities. It provides jobs for maybe felons or people that can't find jobs other places once they're trying to come back into society. Yeah. So like, for example, we have the headquarters. It's called Worcester Brush. They make paintbrushes, rollers, those types of things. Their headquarters is in Worcester. Yeah, they're sold in Lowe's.
Yeah.
So it's a big company.
Yeah, very big.
But Goodwill actually runs a small operation on their property for Worcester Brush for people with disabilities, people that can't find a job in other places. So anyway, Goodwill Industries is more than just a thrift store. One of the ways they do make money, though, for their programs is through thrift stores. And this, you know, we're all familiar with going to the Goodwill and those types of things. I did not know this. Goodwill Industries across America has, my sister's gonna love this. Goodwill Industries across America, if you go to shopgoodwill.com, actually has online stores, and it's kind of like eBay where you can put bids out.
What?
So it's like eBay, but I will say the variety is different. It's not, you just have to check it out. you can even filter. There are shipping fees. So like I purchased something from Texas, I think. And so there were shipping fees, but you can also filter it. Like if you're in, I can filter it for Goodwills in Northeast Ohio and I can go pick it up for
interesting.
Free.
Interesting.
It's just a cool way to support a nonprofit in your community. And here's what I know. From what I know about our Goodwill is 90% of their proceeds are invested back into the community.
I love that. Yeah.
And 10% pays for salaries, overhead, those types of things. But it was a really cool thing to come across in this meeting is like that they have an online platform. And I have been like looking for some fun things.
Listen, we thank Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. We've already talked about them a little bit. We thank them for sponsoring our podcast and being such a faithful supporter and really just believing in us from the get-go and in this podcast. So we're so thankful for Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek Foods.
Yeah. You know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.